Good evening. It's Thursday, January 29th, 2015, and this is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I am Margie Wilkinson, Chair of the Board, and I am going to ask Vice Chair Tony Norman to chair the meeting because I am currently also serving as the IED, that is the Interim Executive Director for Pacifica, and I prefer to try and keep the role somewhat separate. So Tony has been chairing meetings while I have been serving in capacity as Interim Executive Director, and I will ask him to continue doing that. So, Tony, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. Can we get our timekeepers? Who's going to keep the time? Brian, you want to... Timekeeper? Well, anybody.
Point of information, don't we need to call roll first?
No, we have to call roll for the stream.
Okay, we'll formally call roll.
Janice Laney, right? Brian Edwards, Kubert. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Janice Coburn. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Agueta is traveling and has asked for an excused absence. We'll come back to that. Lydia Brazar.
Here.
Kim Coffin.
Here.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Adriana Castaneda.
Present.
Robert Mark.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Carolyn Burton.
Here.
Steve Brown.
Present.
Janet Coleman.
Present.
Shereen Roberts is present. Jim Brown.
Present.
Benito Diaz.
Present.
Keith Tucker.
Present.
Roberto Rabin.
Present.
Tony Norman.
Present.
Brian, are you there? And Janice, are you there? We have quorum, Mr. Vice Chair.
Okay, but we have an exception.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
Is Raul Salvador on the call?
Raul, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We have
one excused absence,
I believe, from... Rodrigo?
Rodrigo Agueta asked for an excused absence, yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, Rodrigo Agueta asked for an excused absence.
Okay, then without objection, we'll excuse his absence. Can we get our timekeeper? I think, is it, I know, Brian, are you going to?
I'll do it until Brian comes. This is Jim.
Okay, Jim, timekeeper, we have 30 minutes on the agenda. We'll start the clock running. We got a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Green.
It's been moved. Is second?
Bennett.
Second. Brenda Medina.
Margie volunteers to keep time on individual speakers if Jim will keep time on the item. Did I get that
okay,
right?
Jim will keep time on the general item that we're on, and then Marty's going to time each person as I think. What's the time for each person again, Marty?
90 seconds.
90 seconds. Okay, we have a motion to move that the agenda be accepted, and it's been seconded. Is there any discussion?
Carolyn on the side, please.
And then Kim.
I got Carolyn, then Kim.
Hey, George.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking at the, I assume everybody has a copy of the agenda. I'd asked before, and sometimes we did, and sometimes we didn't. I'd like to see the names of the maker, but also the date, and I don't see that on the sideband motion. It was added, and whose motion was that? There's an added 10-24-13 on that, but there's no name. The Coburn motion has a name, but no date, and so on and so forth. Could we have a little consistency here? It would be really helpful to know who made the motion and what the debate was, both points of information.
Okay.
Can the Secretary send out a corrected list, perhaps, while we're working here?
Okay, Madam Secretary, did you want to address those points of information?
The sideband motion says at the top, it's item B in Roman numeral 7, and it says sideband motion from the WBAI LSB.
Okay,
but there, and there's no, okay, thank you. I didn't see that. All right, and the Coburn motion C, do you have a date on that, or somehow I don't have that.
I think Janet might have brought, I'm sorry, were you done?
Yes, and D also, I think I'm missing the name, with a date but no name.
Okay, that person on the stack we have is Kim.
Excuse me, could I get an answer to that, please, Mr. Chair?
Madam Secretary, did you want to respond to that?
Yeah, Janet might be able to answer that. I think it was November that this motion was put on the agenda, on the salaries and the budget.
I think it was later than that, but I can check and find it.
Yeah, what's the other question, Carolyn?
The Governance Committee on salaries disclosed to each LSB, et cetera, that was added. That was from
added,
the entire committee. Okay,
added
thank you.
8-22-13.
Got it, and it was the entire committee. Thank you. Okay, no name, just the committee. Thank you.
Next person on the stack is Kim.
Well, I have to question the process legitimacy of this meeting, of this agenda, and of the closed session. We're violating the bylaws in that the bylaws say seating station representative directors, all newly elected station representative directors shall be seated at the meeting of the board of directors held in late January each year when their term shall commence. And then it goes on to say the annual meeting of the board of directors shall take place in late January each year or at such other time and places as agreed to by a majority vote of the board of directors. As we all know, phone meetings are special meetings, and so this violates the bylaws. There has been no motion made to acknowledge that, and there is no in-person meeting scheduled. So how should we be handling this violation of the bylaws?
Okay. We're speaking to the agenda, and we're taking two people.
Point of information. Point of information. This does speak to the agenda, and that is
yes.
Should not. I mean, somebody who knows something about the rules of parliamentary order. Should we not already be nominating a pro tem board chair here? I mean, we are new seating here. Why are
yes,
we under the control of the people who were running it so well last year?
Well, first of all, we got to get the agenda. We're on the topic of the agenda, if you have an idea.
Yeah,
no,
but
I'm
why are you setting the agenda? Shouldn't the new pro tem chair be setting the agenda for the newly seated group? Why are you here at all of you, except like the rest of us, just simply newly elected?
No, we're that's a point of information. And,
yes, it is. It's a point of information and order.
This is George. Can I speak to that?
Yes.
Yes, George, you want to speak?
Basically, I don't know what else you can do other than have the past chair, in this case, co-chair, manage the meeting until such time as you have a chair pro tem elected.
And when would that ever happen?
Hey.
Okay, we're not going to have back and forth. We're going to have he's addressing
okay,
your
I didn't
ask point
that.
Of information.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Yes,
I mean,
do it.
Yeah.
And that has to happen. It's on the agenda. It's the first item on the agenda.
Okay.
But it has to happen after you approve the agenda. So let's just get on with it. I don't think there's any great difficulty in doing it that way. It's also the case that in all the committees, eventually, the committee continues with its structure as before until it gets filled, And then the committee chair acts as essentially facilitator for electing a new chair. I see Margie and Tony essentially acting as facilitators, and I don't see anybody else to do it, any other way to do it. So I don't think there's really a problem here. With regard to Kim's, I don't know whether that was a motion or not. Was it, Kim?
Well, it was. No, I don't know what motion to make. This meeting is illegal. Okay. I move that this meeting is illegal.
So
we have to.
Kim, you're not
violating the bylaws.
Item George, did you finish addressing her point of information, and then we?
I did. I did finish expressing Janice's point of information.
We're going back to the fact we have one person.
This is Kim, and I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Kim?
The point of order is that we're violating the bylaws by continuing on this meeting by doing anything that a pro forma, you know, seating. We're violating the bylaws.
This is Margie for the staff.
I don't see that as that's a valid point of order.
That's a very valid point of order.
But, Kim, we're not going to debate the item. The next person we had on the stack is George.
Janet Kay, I have an answer to the question about that motion, if you want.
Question about what motion?
The motion on salaries information. I have a date. Can I just say it? I noticed the PNB on December 11th last year, 2014. It was a date.
Okay, the next person I had on the stack for the agenda is George. Are you speaking in favor or against it?
Sorry, I'm not sure what motion is on the floor. I thought it was just the agenda. You didn't make a motion.
We're speaking to the agenda, and then you're the next person.
I want to add something to the agenda, yes.
Yes, George.
So I think it's essential that we have an in-person meeting as soon as possible, and the motion is to that effect. That an in-person meeting be scheduled for late February or early March in Los Angeles, that the coordinating committee provide a date for approval of that meeting at the February 5th meeting, which is already scheduled. So that's the motion. I would put it after director self-introductions, before item 5.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I'll second.
I have a point of information.
Yes, Margie.
Could you say it again, George? Not quite sure about the sequence of events.
And we'll need that in writing, George, while you're repeating it.
We'll type it up as soon as I finish speaking. That an in-person meeting be scheduled for late February or early March in Los Angeles. That the coordinating committee provide a date for approval by the PNB of that meeting at the February 5th meeting. So there's two parts to that. One is that we set a date. The other is the mechanism for setting it. It does need a second.
It was seconded.
Okay, this
Janet
is
Janet Kay's point of information.
Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
So, George, you said something about approval at the February 5th meeting. I'm not aware that there is a February 5th meeting.
I have notices of it.
Margie, you want to?
Yes. I did schedule a February 5th meeting in case we needed to continue conversation that began here tonight. However, I don't think it's reasonable to talk about asking the coordinating committee to have a proposal on an in-person meeting ready for February 5th. That's just that it doesn't. There's no coordinating committee meeting scheduled. We would not be able to schedule one without being in violation of CPB rules and so on for February 5th. We have to give it at least a week.
This is George again. I'd like to just speak to where putting it on the agenda.
Let's just let Margie finish, and then once you're done, we're just talking about adding it to the agenda. We can get into details later.
Okay.
But yes, Margie.
All right, that's fine. We can add it to the agenda. I can talk about it when it comes up. Never mind.
Carolyn here for a point of procedure, please.
Yes, Carolyn, what's your point of procedure?
Yeah, I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar. There is no agenda. This agenda is not posted there, and it really must be posted. for the public before the meeting begins, and we must keep to it or amend it properly. So could I ask that you ask the secretary to post the agenda immediately to kpftx.org?
Madam Secretary, is it possible to just post the agenda? Okay, the next, we have a motion that's been made, an amendment to amend the agenda. George is submitting that in writing. Is there any objection?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I didn't hear. Is the agenda going to be posted? I didn't hear a response. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, as directed.
Okay.
By you.
Thank you.
Right, we have a motion to amend George's, well, we're waiting on George to submit his amendment in writing to add an item after director's introduction. Is there any objection to that being added to the agenda?
This is Kim. I'd like to make a comment.
Are you objecting to that being added to the agenda, Kim?
Indiana?
I'd like to make a comment. Sure, I'll object to it.
Okay, we got Kim, and then we have Adriana. Yes, Kim.
Basically, we are in violation of the bylaws. George's motion will at least bring it up for discussion, but this agenda is in violation of the bylaws, and all meetings between now and an in-person meeting is violating of the bylaws. We are under investigation by the state. I think that just, you know, willfully violating our bylaws and not addressing it is problematic, and we really should determine a way to acknowledge that we're violating the bylaws and try and get in compliance with it. I just have to make that statement.
Adriana.
Yes.
This is to George's amendment to the agenda.
Well, I'm not ready to vote on till I really see it. George, did you send it?
I did.
Because, okay. I want to see it. I don't know if I agree if I don't see it in writing. I'm sorry.
Doreen for the staff.
Yes, Doreen.
Okay, so I would object to this being placed higher up on the agenda, or anything really being higher up on the agenda than is the PFW budget. We really need to make sure we get to that tonight. So for that reason, I will object to the move anything higher than that. Thanks.
Okay, we've had
the agenda.
Point of order.
Who is that, Janet?
It's Janet. Yeah, I am concerned that nobody is really responding to the question Kim Kaufman made about our violating the bylaws and our being now under the microscope of the Attorney General's Office of the State of California.
Margie,
I really don't know why we would
Margie would like to
be so bold in violating our bylaws.
Okay, that was your point of information.
Yeah, I think we should really... I think there should be a staff
for that.
We did address
that.
Janet,
you can't use a point of information to debate a topic. We did address that.
It was a point of order, Tony. I did not make a point of information.
That's
it's not
correct.
A question.
Well, we've addressed that point of order.
No, we have not.
You're repeating a point of order that was made before.
No, we haven't.
We're
going back to the stack on the amendment. Is there anyone who wants to speak in favor of the amendment now?
I want to see it in writing.
We're going to get it in writing. Is anyone going to speak in favor? We have already had two people against the amendment.
This is Kim.
Request a ruling of the chair on the point of order.
Who's this? I'm sorry? I didn't hear. Who was that?
That was Robert Mark.
Oh. The ruling was that was not the point of order. Was that was not a violation of the bylaw.
I'm going to challenge the chair. I'm going to challenge the chair on that ruling that it's not a violation of the bylaws. It absolutely is.
Well, do we have a second on that?
Yeah, second, Carolyn here.
Okay, I have a second,
Brian.
Because it's a procedure. Yeah, Brian?
This is Lydia.
A point of order generally proposes to enforce a remedy. What remedy is attached to your point of order? Kim.
I made the point of order, Brian, not
right.
Kim.
But we're not going to, she's challenging the chair on it. It's basically a procedural, and we're going to go straight to the vote on that.
Not basically procedural
I'm
at
sorry,
all.
But
I
want to understand what the effect
point of order,
the
order, Mr. Chair.
We were hearing, Brian had the floor before he was interrupted. Yes, Brian.
I want to understand what the effect of the vote is. Were the body to overturn the chair, what is the body voting to then do?
This is Kim.
Who are you addressing that question to, Brian?
My understanding is it's Kim's point of order.
Yes, Kim.
Well, it was my point of order, and then it was Janet's point of order. I think that the remedy is to discuss the violation of the bylaws, not just to claim there is no violation of the bylaws. I read you the bylaws. This is not a regular meeting. We're not planning on having a regular meeting. This is a special meeting, as all phone meetings are. So this.
Wait, so you're saying that the remedy is a discussion?
That's a start, Brian. That's a start. Yes.
We're not getting anywhere. We're carrying on a debate on this item. I think
ignoring it is not a remedy.
Okay, we're going to go to the vote on overruling the chair on this. Adam,
point of order on that.
Who is this?
This is Robert Mark.
Yes, what's your point of order?
A request to overrule the ruling of a chair is fully debatable.
Right.
Well, not on necessarily a procedural, as I understand it, it's a procedural issue as it relates to the agenda.
So you consider the bylaws a procedural issue? Has that been your contention?
No, my contention is that the discussion of this particular, the way she raised it in terms of adopting the agenda is a procedural issue.
Well, I think that in answer to the other question is the remedy would be we can't go forward with this agenda or this meeting.
We're going to go forward with a vote on overruling the chair. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Point of order. This is fully debatable.
Madam Secretary.
Janice Lane, you're right.
And Lydia, I abstain. And it's 2-4.
What? Brian Edwards?
Objection. Please, Brian Edwards, chair. Point
Brian
of order,
votes
Mr.
yes
chair.
To uphold the chair.
This is outrageous.
Jose Luis Swander.
Yes to uphold the chair.
Janet Colburn. Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo is not here tonight. Lido Brazón.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
So upholding the chair means that there's no violation of the bylaws, is that correct? Is that correct?
Brenda Medina.
Not a time for debate. Madam Secretary, just call the vote.
It's a point of information, Mr. Chair.
Please repeat what we're voting on. Just repeat it.
The chair never repeated what we were voting on. Please repeat the point. What does yes mean and what does no mean, Mr. Chair?
Madam Secretary, could you repeat what we're voting on and where we are?
The member has claimed that this meeting is, in fact, out of order, a violation of our bylaws. The chair has ruled that it is not. If you uphold the decision of the chair, you vote yes. If you do not uphold the decision of the chair, you vote no. Lydia, I'm sorry, Kim Kaufman, what is your vote?
I vote no.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Teresa Allen. Adriana Casanez.
Yes.
Robert Mark.
Abstain.
George, thank you. George Ryder.
I vote no.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
Steve Brown.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Sir Edwards votes yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye.
Pete Tucker.
Yes.
Roberta Rabin.
I'm also going to abstain.
Okay. Going back to the top, Janet Colburn?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? Teresa Pompon.
Sorry,
one.
Can you hear me?
Oh.
I'm sorry. Teresa said no.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please.
Did I hear correctly that Janice Lane Ewart is on the line?
Yes, you did.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
I have 11-6-2. Do you wish to vote, Mr. Chair?
No, Chair is not voting. We'll now go to back to George's. George, we have your amendment in writing. You submitted
yes.
it?
Yes. Sent it to KPS.
Yes, yes, we have it.
Okay. George, could you briefly repeat your amendment before we go to the vote on it?
Yeah. Let me read it directly from the screen.
Excuse me, I don't have the amendment from George. Are you mailing the entire board, George?
The PNC at kpstx.org.
No, Janet, Callan? Callan? Callan?
Yes.
The subject line under which George responded is draft agenda PNB open session.
I don't have it.
Yeah, I have it
in
here.
In my email. Mm-hmm, I don't.
It came in at 8 p.m. my time.
I don't have it neither. Ileana here?
George, I think you might need to write it at pnb@pacifica.org.
I think so.
No,
I don't have it.
Serene, if you had it, could you forward to all of the present board members?
I'll do that. George, you want to just go read it, please?
Yeah, and I'll also forward it to pnb@pacifica.org. The PNB directs that an in-person meeting be scheduled for late February or early March, that the coordinating committee provides a date for approval at the February 5th meeting.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that once more?
The PNB directs that an in-person meeting be scheduled for late February or early March, that the coordinating committee provides a date for approval at the February 5th meeting. It should be a colon after March.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
So if the coordinating committee is supposed to approve a date by February 5th, that means that the coordinating committee would have to meet before then. That would require notice for that meeting. How would that work into this?
Janet Kay, we're not going to get it. We're just deciding to add this to the agenda.
Sorry. Never mind. Sorry. Later.
Okay. Okay. Did everyone receive the amendment that George sent out?
No.
Not
yet. No.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of information?
George, where do you want that particular motion be on the agenda and the time for that?
I didn't put time in the writing, but I would say 10 minutes, and I would place it after our introduction.
Okay, everyone should have received it. Is there any objection to this amendment?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on this amendment?
And this is on placing it
on the agenda.
Office Productions. Janice Lane Ewart.
Point of information.
Yes, Teresa, what's your point of information?
So this is not really an amendment. This is a motion to put something on the agenda, right?
That's right.
It's an amendment to the draft agenda. So, yes.
Thank you.
And that's it. Madam Secretary.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Point of privilege.
Was that for personal privilege?
This is Robert Mark.
Yes, what's your personal
privilege? I feel uncomfortable voting on anything because I haven't heard anything on the record that says I've been seated.
Well, I don't. I don't see that as a personal privilege at this particular
time. Mr. Chair.
Well, you're about to call my name and ask for a vote, and
Madam,
I thought it would be timely.
I thought I heard Serene.
To have
Madam
you
Secretary.
Say as the chair, I'm a seated member of this body.
Secretary.
Okay, thank you. When we call attendance at the beginning of the meeting, we call attendance by identifying the members who are on the call. It is a recognition of your membership as part of the body.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? We're going to vote on the amendment now. Madam Secretary, can you call the
roll? Point of order.
Brian Edwards Steger.
Abstain.
I'm calling a point of order.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
There's a point of order on the floor,
right,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Point of order doesn't interrupt a vote. It waits until the end of the
vote. Exactly when you don't respond to it, you go on with the vote.
Madam Secretary, could you finish calling the roll? We've already started the vote, so
I'm fine. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Thank you. Janet Cohn.
Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Would you like?
That's okay. I'm concerned about its place on the agenda, but I'm not going to worry about it. Go ahead. I vote.
Lydia. You vote yes. Thank you, Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Brenda Medina. Can't hear you, Brenda. Pan one. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes. Can you hear me?
Adriana, yes. Adriana Casanayev.
Abstain.
Robert Mark.
I have to abstain because the chair won't tell me I'm on this body.
George, I can't hear you.
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden.
Yes, but under protest.
Steve Brown.
Yes. Oh, you said Steve Brown?
Yes.
Steve or Jim?
We'll come to you, Jim. Steve Brown, what's your vote? Okay, we can't hear you. Pound 1 to unmute. Janet Coleman.
Yes, under protest. It's not going to
be. Robert no. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Pete Tucker.
Yes.
Roberto Rabin.
Yes, I abstain.
Going back to Janice, you passed. Janice, are you right?
Yes.
Your vote is now yes.
Point of information, I don't think we heard Steve Brown.
Brenda, please, Brenda Medina.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Steve Brown.
Hello, I voted yes. Did you not hear me?
No.
Right, we didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
One moment.
Janet Kay, I want to change my vote to yes.
Okay. I have 14-2-4. Adriana, what do you have, please?
Yes, that's my counter.
Okay, 14-2-4, Chair.
14-2-4.
14 yes, 2 no, 4 abstentions.
Okay,
Chair's not voting. The amendment passes. Mr. Timekeeper, where are we on this time of the agenda?
Out of time as of right now. We're out of time. When you hear that, you're out of time. We're out of time.
Okay. We're going to go to the vote on the agenda as amended. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Is there objection?
Is there objection to the agenda as amended?
Yeah, I'm going to object.
Yes.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Call the roll.
Janice Lane Ewart. Can't hear you, Janice. Brian Edwards Egert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Colburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No, this meeting is
Brenda Medina. Brenda Medina.
Brenda, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Pound, pound, one. Teresa Allen. Adriana Casave.
Allen says
yes.
Abstain. Did you hear that?
Miss Allen abstain. Miss Allen abstain. Adriana Casave.
Yes.
Love it, Mark. I can't hear you. Pound, pound, one to unmute. George Ryder.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Abstain.
Steve Brown.
Abstain.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Doreen votes no. Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Pete Tucker.
Yes.
Roberto Rabin.
Abstain.
Janice in New York, I did not hear you.
Abstain.
Brenda Medina, I did not hear you.
Abstain.
Robert Mark, I did not hear you.
I'm sorry, I'm in the hospital. When a doctor walks in, he gets first priority. I will abstain.
Thanks. One moment, please.
This is Dear. Secretary.
Yes?
Yes. I'll change my vote to a yes.
One moment, please. I have 10-3-7.
Okay. Chair votes yes for the agenda. We now proceed with the agenda as voted on and amended. We have our timekeeper. This first item we have is 10 minutes. The item is pro tem officer's election.
Brian DeStack.
Yes, Brian.
I would like to move that nominations for officers and PNB committees be noticed for the February 12th meeting of the PNB. The PNB members have 1 week after the February 12th meeting to submit written ballots in any contested election, and that current PNB officers continue on a pro tem basis until the election of permanent officers.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second and would like... I'd like to join the staff on that, please.
Okay, we have 10 minutes. Timekeeper, we have 10 minutes on this item, and other timekeeper have 90 seconds for each person, I believe. I think the next person, Brian, you want to motivate that, and then we'll go to Serene.
And I'll be on the staff. This is Kim.
Okay, we got...
I think we need to go through an orderly process for electing new officers. We've done it with other elections in the past couple months. That's make sure that we're having the nominations and any candidate statements at a time and place everybody knows about in advance, and that board members have an adequate amount of time to submit a written ballot for a tabulation. So this notices that the elections for permanent seats will take place 2 weeks from today, and that everybody will get a week to vote. Then we'll have officers, and we'll fill our committees at the same time, so we don't have to do two counts.
Carolyn, I'm sorry.
We got Carolyn, then I'm sorry, Serene, Kim, then Carolyn. Serene.
Okay, so I wanted to propose that we, and if we don't need this level of detail, that's fine, but that we circulate the sign-up list for committees and only vote where, in fact, there is, more people interested than there are slots available. I don't know if I need to put that in the form of, in a formal amendment, or whether that's understood by everyone.
Okay. Next person for the stack is Kim.
Well, I'm going to object to this again because, these are, we're violating the bylaws by continuing to have these meetings that violate the bylaws. And the reason for an in-person meeting as the first meeting is because there are new members on this committee, on this board. Not everybody knows who everybody else is, and it is unfair to the new members to ask them to vote for officers or committee chairs who they don't know anything about yet. And that's why I'm going to vote against it, and I think this whole process is a violation.
Janet K., point of information.
And Janet C. to the stack, please.
Okay, Janet K., what's your point of information? I got you, Janet.
So this is for Brian. So you're saying that the ballots can be submitted a week after February 12th, but when would the ballots be tabulated?
Oh, God.
Could we not make editorial comments? Brian, you want to address that point of information?
The following Friday?
As soon afterwards as possible. That would have to be coordinated with our tellers.
How about on April 15th?
I'm sorry, could we please be respectful of everybody and all
of
the board members?
After
test. But Brian, you were addressing that point of information?
I think the answer to your question, Janet, is that the language of the motion gives us the flexibility to specify that at our next meeting.
Too much flexibility. I want to be on the stack.
I'm sorry, Janet, see, you're going to have to respect people and not interrupt them
right.
And not give editorial can. I know you would want that, the same equal respect when you have the floor. So with that,
I don't get it, so it doesn't make that much
we'll
difference.
Go on to Carolyn, the next person on the stack.
And then Janet K., I'd like to get on the stack.
Then we got Janet C., then Janet A.
So am I on the stack?
Yes, I said Janet.
I find, you know what, I will give you an analogy here. This reminds me,
I'm
a New Yorker.
I'm sorry, Janet, see, you don't have the floor. The next
person
on the stack
I thought you said
Carolyn.
I do, that I'm on the stack.
You're after Carolyn.
Okay, so
Carolyn.
Sorry. Sorry, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, back to square one here. This is an illegal proceeding. We noticed a meeting to seat the new members. That is the agenda. That's all there is. Approving this agenda there is no such thing as approving, amending an agenda. Once it's been noticed, we've gone overboard here. What we need to do here is continue with having the directors introduce themselves, apologize to them for not introducing them at the beginning of the meeting before even the first roll call, and continue with scheduling a next meeting in order to take care of any other business than seating the board members.
It's George for the stack.
Okay, the next person we have is Janet C., Janet K., and I got George.
Yeah, I mean, what it seems to me to be picking at random some future date for this board to give up its power seems to remind me very much of 9/11 when Rudy Giuliani put before the people of New York the probability that he'd be better off to be the mayor to continue on a few more years, because he could control things. And it seems like a very apt comparison to this board who just doesn't want to let go, do you? This is just out of sight. Even the way you've run this board for a year, this one is out of sight. Give it up. This is a new board.
Okay.
You
Janet
can't just
Kay?
Go on into March running things.
Yeah, a point of procedure here, Carolyn.
What's your point of procedure, Carolyn?
With all due respect, Tony, as chair once removed, I think that you really need to schedule the election of the pro tem officers and let us move on from there with the introduction of the new members, and then we should adjourn, because that's all we really can do. Can you? I think that
point
would be
of
very
order.
Gracious yep. and correct of
this
you to do.
Margie, who is that? Margie, what's your point of order?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a point of information.
What's your point of information?
Thank you. I want to ask the chair if it's not true that a motion to adjourn is appropriate at any time.
Yes, it is. But
thank you. That's all I want
to know. Point of order?
Yeah, point of order. Point of information.
Adriana, what's your point of order? Yes.
Mr. Chair, I think that we just approve an agenda. Can we proceed with the business of the day?
Yes, I will. I have to address the points of information that were asked, but yes, I would like to proceed to your calling orders of the day. Thank you. Yes, you're absolutely correct. Next person on the stack was Janet K.
I believe somebody called to adjourn. This is a point of order.
I didn't hear that. You haven't been recognized,
no.
Janet.
No,
I
nobody called to adjourn.
You weren't being recognized for a call to adjourn. Janet K., you were next on the stack.
Yes, thank you. I move to amend that the ballots are to be tallied by Friday, February 20th by Terry Goodman, John Gary, and Fled Blair, following the procedure as has been used in the past. And I have not contacted any, we don't know whether these three people will be available, but assuming that they would be available.
And Can I get a second to that amendment first? Brian will second.
And could you get that in writing to us?
Yes, I'm about to send it.
Could we get that in writing, Janet Kay? Now, who was that with a point of order?
Yes, I'm about to send it.
Carolyn with a point of order and someone else.
Yes, Carolyn, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that you did not respond to my point of order, which is that we need to hold the election for pro tem officers. Because it is inappropriate for you to be running this meeting, with all due respect.
No. Carolyn, you made actually a point of parliamentary inquiry and procedure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Well, whatever it is, I think perhaps we need to vote on it. You are rejecting that, so perhaps we need to vote on that.
I have an agenda.
Yeah, they don't want to give up. There's...
We need to vote on I'm sorry. Okay, we had Janet Kay, you had an amendment that you were submitting?
Yes, I submitted it. And it's my understanding that there might be one director who is not on the PNB list. Is that correct? Roberto Rabin?
Okay. Serene, is that correct? You want to correct that?
Neither of the affiliate directors seem to be listed. Well, I'm sorry, Janice is here. Someone else is missing besides Roberto there. I'm trying to figure out who it is as I work. There are two people who are missing.
Okay. Is there any discussion on Janice's amendment you should have?
I'm sorry. So whatever gets sent to the PNB needs to be forwarded to them by somebody.
Just use the list that I started the evening with. When I asked everyone to use the list, I pointed this out at the beginning of the meeting. Just hit reply all, change the subject line to whatever we're doing. You follow?
Yes.
Can you repeat that?
Others have not been doing that.
Time.
We're out of time. I'm sorry, we're out of time on this matter. We're going to have to, we're going to go to the vote on Janet Kay's amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on Janet Kay's amendment?
Sure. Janice Lane Ewart.
I pass.
Brian Edward Steger.
Yes, and please ask if there's any objection.
I object.
Could you proceed with the vote, Madam Chair?
I object. You are introducing the names of a cabal of people who will judge our votes. You have not identified them.
You're out of order, Janet C. Can we continue with the vote, Madam Chair?
No, you're out of order, Mr. Chair.
Janet, I'm sorry.
It is illegal.
Brian, I could not hear your vote.
Brian votes yes on the amendment.
Thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coben?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Brenda Medina. Can't hear you, Brenda. Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
Adriana Castaneve.
Yes.
Robert Mark.
Abstain.
Thank you. George Ryder.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
It's an illegal vote, and I refuse to participate in it.
Ms. Burden abstains. Steve Brown.
Abstain.
Janet Coleman.
I vote no. That's not an amendment. It's collusion.
Serene Roberts says yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Pete Tucker.
Yes.
Roberto Rabin.
Abstain.
Janice Lane, you're too fast.
No.
Lane, you're at votes. No. Margie, I don't have your vote. What about your vote?
My vote was yes.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Brenda, I didn't hear you. Are you compound one?
My vote's yes. Sorry, I was on mute.
No problem. Thank you. One moment, please. I have 12 yes, 4 no, 4 abstentions.
Chair votes yes. We'll now go to the full motion as amendment. Amended. Brian, you want to briefly, you want to reread the full motion as amended so everybody know what they're voting on?
The motion as amended reads as follows. Nominations for officers and PNB committees shall be noticed for the February 12th meeting of the Pacifica National Board. PNB members shall have 1 week after the February 12th meeting to submit written ballots in any contested officer or committee election. Ballots are to be tallied by Friday, February 20th, by Terry Goodman, John Gary, and Fred Blair, following the same procedure as has been used in the past. The current PNB officers shall continue on a pro tem basis until the election of permanent officers is complete.
Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Chair, could I be recognized? Teresa Allen.
We're out of time. What's your point, Teresa? We're out of time.
Did he say February the 20th or?
12th.
Brian?
1-2.
What? February the 20th. Okay.
So, sorry.
The 12th. I'm sorry, the 12th.
The 12th.
And the ballots would be counted on the 20th.
Mr. Chair, I've been on the board many years, off and on.
Debate's closed.
I'm sorry, Teresa.
I would like to move. I would like to move that we add 10 minutes because I don't think we've had sufficient time.
Well, no, we're out of time. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
We are not out of time. This is a railroad. This is a railroad.
Can you call the roll?
This is Lydia. This is Lydia with a point of information.
Lydia, your point of information?
Yes, I had thought that the intent was to have our ballots. The balloting deadline would be on Friday.
Why?
On Friday the 20th.
Why? Is that convenient to you?
It's a question. It's a point of information.
Could everybody stop?
You are stealing away this new membership.
Brian, you want to address that point of information?
Only because since we have not heard from Terry as to when they could actually count it.
Who is Terry? Don't
you
have an obligation to tell people? That Terry
we
is one of your people?
On that. Point of information.
We have not voted on that.
Brian?
So under the language of the motion, balloting would start on the 12th, it would end on the 19th, and the vote count would happen on the 20th. And presumably,
thank you.
Presumably, if there's a logistical problem with following this schedule, we could vote to amend it at our next meeting.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary,
point of
call the roll? Madam
Secretary,
I'm sorry, you all are using points of information to debate this motion. We're out of time.
Because you're canceling debate.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Point of order.
Teresa, you guys have to stop. Stop it.
Why? You're
in order.
You
guys have to stop
acting
illegally.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order.
Janet Fuentes,
thank you, Jose Luis.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order.
We're in the middle of
Margie
a vote.
Wilkinson.
Do not take points of order.
I still have a point of order.
Lydia Bradshaw.
We're in the middle of a vote. We don't hear points of order.
I have a point of order.
Madam Secretary, can you continue calling the roll?
I object. I object to this treatment by the chair. This is not a point of political means. I have a point of order.
Teresa Allen, what is your vote?
This is Lydia. I vote yes.
Thank you. Margie, I did not hear your vote.
I voted yes.
Thank you. Brian, I did not hear your vote.
Brian votes yes.
Janice Lane Ewart, I did not hear your vote.
My vote is no.
Kim Kaufman, what is your vote?
My vote is no.
Brenda Medina?
I vote yes.
Teresa Allen, what is your vote?
I vote no, vehemently.
Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
I abstain.
George Reiter?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No. Self-serving officers insisting on staying on beyond their legal time.
Steve Brown, I can't hear you, Mr. Brown.
Oh, she's so tired. Why don't you give up the job for a change then, Serene? What do you need to go into an extra year? Stop yawning.
Janet Coleman?
I vote no. This is illegal. This is a bunch of bandits.
Jim Brown, what is your vote, please?
Yes.
Benito Diaz, what is your vote?
Except that I ain't been able to hear the last couple of votes.
I'll repeat them. Pete Tucker, what is your vote?
Yes.
Roberta Rabin, what is your vote?
Abstain.
Okay. Going back, I could not hear you, Steve Brown.
I voted no.
Okay. I have Janice, I'm going to repeat the votes for those who could not hear clearly. Please correct me if I misheard you. Janice Lane, you're at no. Brian Edward Steigert, yes. Jose Luis Fuentes, yes. Coburn, yes. Wilkinson, yes. Brazon, yes. Kaufman, no. Brenda Medina, yes. Allen, no. Adriana Casanave, yes. Robert Mark, abstained. George Reiter, yes. Carolyn Burden, no. Steve Brown, no. Janet Coleman, no. Serene Roberts, yes. Jim Brown, yes. Benito Diaz, yes. Pete Tucker, yes. Roberta Rabin, abstention. One moment, please.
How about this?
I have 12, 6,
Scotland.
2. Do you wish to vote?
Yeah, chair votes yes. Next item
we
have on the agenda is the introduction of directors. We have our timekeeper, who is, and we have 9 seconds for probably how much
Mr. Chair, I'd like a point of privilege.
Who is that speaking?
Allen.
Yes, Ms. Allen, what's your point of personal privilege?
Some people on this Pacifica National Board have all of the list of people on this board and their contact information. I do not.
No,
I would like the secretary to send this out so I have it.
Okay, Madam Secretary, could you send that out to all board members?
Mr. Chair, I have sent now at least 3 emails to the full body this evening. In those emails, every member of the board is copied, so you have their name and email address.
Okay.
Teresa Allen's the first name on the list.
Okay. So
I would like their emails and their phone numbers, please. I do not have it.
Point of order. Point of order.
My phone number.
Point of order.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of order?
What on earth does that have to do with what we're trying to do at the moment?
It's a point of personal privilege.
Okay.
You have an advantage that I don't have. I can't communicate with everybody, and you can't
have all the contact
emails.
Could we just make sure everybody get everybody's email and phone number? Is that a problem?
Point of order.
And if we send it out, could we resend it? Let's not spend a lot of time debating that.
Thank you.
Who is that for point of order?
As Margie, I just want to say that Otis McClay has produced a list which you have access to, and it has all of our names and all of our addresses and all of our phone numbers on it. And if you don't know how to access it, ask Otis. He'll explain to you.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.